Oh yes. Finally, before we close, I want to share with you why you must become a reader.
Farane luane marana tsika te tiku saraina aminareo.
Number one.
Manin nareo mila tark.
Information.
Foluane
in a book will make a difference in your life's work.
Ani falalana ho anatin boky anankiray a te anova apisy fiavahana fiainanareo.
For me,
wana,
a book is like a university. It's like a PhD. Yeah, I don't have a PhD, but I have books. I never went to Bible school. But I
had
books. Yeah, I never went to Bible school. Not even for 1 week. Yes. And look at me here preaching to you. In Diego. Yeah. So that's why I brought these books. Because inside the book, you will find something that will change everything about you. Have you heard of Martin Luther? Have you heard of Martin Luther? What people don't know is 500 years ago, every Christian was a Catholic.
Everybody.
That's why the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church.
But
we are all Catholics. Martin Luther. He brought about the Reformation. One of the people.
And
it came because he read a book. May the Lord lead you to be a book. May the Lord lead you to a book. Number two. When you read a book, you come into direct contact with the
one.
How many want direct contact with a great person? If you take President Obama, or President Clinton, if I want to interact with President Obama,
I will
get his book and read it. I will spend hours reading President Obama's book.
And I'll have
a personal relationship with him.
Yes.
Number three. Every book is research that has been done for you.
Yes. Number
four. Every book is experience that has been written for you. The old man who is sitting at the bottom of the tree can see further than the young boy who has climbed to the top of the tree and is looking with binoculars. I'll say it again. The old man sitting at the bottom of the iroko tree can see further than the young boy who has climbed up and is looking.
Experience.
Experience.
Experience
is talking. Yes. Ministry is also by experience. Yes. One day an old pastor, he said to me, that time I was doing crusades and I was not preaching in my church.
And
I met an old man and he told me, please preach in your church. Please preach in your church even though you are doing crusades.
Hey.
He gave me advice. He gave me advice. Yeah. He could see far. Even though I was at the top of the tree. And and my eyes were open, the old man who was sitting at the bottom of the tree,
I
could
see.
Number five, a book is a patient teacher. Many of us, we learn slowly. Oh yes. From class 1 to kindergarten for 7 years, you have learned only A for apple, B for boy.
Nanubka sartain ton fo yeno wa atanem te 5 ya ten zavatra yeno te we otane pea otane poma otane akundro san ne narano na
7 years
fit ton sartain d'enfant jusqu'à te 5.
Something's wrong. But the book,
fan book, yeah,
you keep repeating.
Le book mamir na mapiana chano phone na phone na phone na phone na phone na phone na phone.
Repeating.
Mamir na mapiana chano phone
le
book. Temiana chano.
Make sure you get the books.
Ato besante kaya asino le book reo.
Amen.
Amen.
And the last one.
Arufala.
Every great leader.
Mtarke le pirit.
Is a reader.
Pamak book tawol.
Amen. Is a what?
Inna we.
Every great leader is what? Yeah. Don't those who sell a lot of things by the roadside, do they read books whilst they are selling? Those who sell tomatoes and fishes and other things, do they be reading their book whilst you are buying? They say, hold on, I'm just checking something in my book. Is that how it is in
Madagascar?
Those who sell groundnuts, do you have groundnut peanut?
Yes, sir. Yes,
do
sir.
They have glasses? They are reading from their books, they are reading something.
No.
It's the great people in society.
The
top people in society. From today, you are joining the top
20%.
I am blessed to be a reader of books. And I will encourage you. Read my books, you can have all.
Free.
Stand to your feet. Now,
so
every standing. Reasons why you must be a reader. Number one, intellectual growth. Your mind must grow. One day a brother had a miracle and I told him, this is a spirit of knowledge. Something hidden from you is revealed to you. It's a spirit of knowledge. Intellectual.
Spiritual.
How to preach. Your language. It improves. You relate with great people. Yes. As
a,
if I want to relate with President Obama or President Clinton, I'll read his book, his fat book like this.
Sara te ifandray President Obama na President Clinton te vakiko le boky matevina be ohatra izao.
Yes.
Yen.
Singapore has a great man who built the country. And one day I went and I bought books about his life like this. Because if you want to interact with a great person, you have to read his book.
Ane Singapore, Miss Premier Minister, say, is natunga Singapore nandrus peot so and one. Tenana na book peot so is ya, te lasa lizum ftiku te mfakikwa, satisate ifandayam.
Do you want to relate with groundnut sellers? and bread sellers only.
Ave farpoanza ni ulla fandray amnao.
How many want to relate with great people?
I atangana tana zemba te fandray amin'ny olona lehibe no amfianana.
This is your opportunity. Lift your hand and call on God right now.
Atsandato tananao dia tsovy andriamanitra zao.
Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for touching our lives. Thank you for touching our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We honor you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for a moment. Now, some people here want to come to Bible school. From Diego, you get a scholarship to come to Ghana to Bible school. If you are here, and you will like such a scholarship to come to Ghana for Bible school, to be trained, to follow, then lift your hand and come and stand in the front here. Come here. Many people from Diego, yes, you want to believe God to have a scholarship to go to Bible school. Come here. Now.
So.
And I'm going to pray for you before I leave. I'm going to pray for you before I leave. Oh, yes. Okay, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Father, I pray for all these. Let them be established. And let the opportunity to go to Bible school become a reality for each and every one of them. I thank you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the grace of God appear to each and every one of them to become what you want them to be. To become what you want them to become. To go where you want them to go. And to do what you want them to do. I pray for this great opportunity in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And everyone said amen. Now, those of you in front here, when we close, come back to the front. We are going to have a short meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Brother here, come. Where do you go to church? You go to church, come.
I say, no, fingunana leano. Is Pastor Edison, sir?
Huh?
Pastor Edison.
He's already a pastor.
Pastor Edison. He's the son of Pastor Eddie.
Ah, Pastor Eddie's son. Yeah. Come, I feel like.
Know what?
Do you believe God has called you?
And the man, you know, me for no.
Oh yes. How old are you now?
14, no.
24. 32. Wow. Lift your hand and me pray. Father, I thank you for this young man. Thank you for whom you have called. Thank you that we have not attained.
Yes.
But I press. I follow after. And so may you follow after. May you follow after to become the person God has ordained for
you.
Whatever remains, for you to attain, to follow,
I
pray for you. You see, God has a great ministry for you. God has a great ministry. I see many great things ahead. And you need training.
Mila fan fanane nao.
You need training.
Mila fanane nao.
And you need humility.
Mila fanetetena koa nao.
You need two things.
Savataruni la nao.
Training.
Fan fanan.
And humility.
Ar fanetetena.
May you find these two things.
Engane a itandre rure
wena. May you follow after.
Avengane nao.
Father, thank you.
Sotanora
for your mighty power.
Nyamnirno mai
fai change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Are you a pastor?
Enove pastor.
Let me pray for you. Where is your church? Winners Chapel. Oh. You are the winners pastor here in this town? This town. Beautiful. Lift your hand. Now, I want to speak to you about faithfulness. Yes. When you step outside of faithfulness, you step outside of blessings. So I want to speak to you about faith. Let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord lead you. The Lord doesn't lead in the paths of Satan. For the word of God says, overcome evil with good. We don't overcome evil with evil. We can't overcome evil with unfaithfulness and wickedness. So, faithfulness. Remember this. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing. You are blessed. Lift your hands, everybody. Father, we are thanking you for your great calling. Great calling that you are giving to many, many people. And for those that you are endeavoring to use. Pastor Eddie, let me pray for you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. For not that as though I had already attained. Let this word be in you. Either we're already perfect. Let this word be in you. But I follow after. Follow after. That I may apprehend that for which I was apprehended. Let this word be in you. And let it bubble in your spirit. Because it's not going to go away. It is not going to go away. This is the message of the Lord for you. This message will not go away until you attain that for which you were apprehended by God. For you see, there are many events, many things happening. Many of them are tests. Many of them are organized by God, by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, make sure you pass every test. Make sure you pass every test. Let me pray for you too. Are you a pastor? Where? From Mauritius.
Afani Mauritius.
Mauritius. This is your brother. You are both from Mauritius. Your spiritual father. Wow. It's a blessing to meet all of you. Can I pray for you? Father, thank you for your great love for your servants. And how you have called him
out
from all the people here.
Nafano afane maro izy.
And honored him. Now this is what the Lord is saying. I respected you. And I expect from you the same respect. The respect of faithfulness.
The
respect of love. For you see, what has been sown to you, something is expected from you. From the Lord. He says, that I may apprehend that for which I was apprehended. Therefore, walk in this calling. There is an expectation from God. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is even, I don't know whether it's even going to be the last time the Lord is going to speak to you about this. But there's something that is expected. He has shown you a respect. Expecting something back from you. May you be faithful.
Okay, number two.
May you be faithful.
Amen. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Lift your hands, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
I want to pray for this man here. Father, how old are you, please?
65.
Are you a pastor?
Yes.
Here? Diego?
Yes.
Center Church. You have been a pastor for a long time.
Eva pastor and I didn't turn a marvel, no? 16 years as a pastor.
16 years. Bishop Patrick's Church. Lift your hands. Be faithful.
Okay, number two, yeah?
Your reward is waiting for you. Be faithful.
So me and Yanawa. Titanantia.
This is what the Spirit is saying to you.
Santin in Fanana.
And don't let anything.
As a felicinina.
Anyone take your crown. Don't let anyone
as a or anything is, na,
take your crown. Your reward is waiting for you. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands. Thank the Lord for His great blessing.
Continuous
blessings.
Fitain.
Faithfulness.
Fatkin.
That he's calling you with to serve him.
Anuponas.
Mama la jomande babala da balanda. Kemambo samanda kabala paranda pelende. Oh, we give you thanks.
Sotanosai.
We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Mama la do shamanda ribabanda la mamanda la baba. Oh yes. Can I pray for this man too? Where is your church? Stand, please. Assemblies of God. Here in Diego, how many years have you been here for?
17 years.
17 years. Wow. Now there are times that you have been discouraged. Is it not true?
Yes.
So what the Lord is saying to you
today,
this place is not an easy place. If you were in another town, you would have seen more harvest. But you must be faithful to your calling. And you must not, you see, there I see two turns in his life. A turn left and right,
where
you turn away from your calling. This is one. The second one is underground, where you go underground into evil. Yeah, these are all possible turns. You turn away or you turn under. So the Lord is saying to you, don't turn away if you have not already turned away, and don't turn underground. To the life of secrets and wickedness. But walk on. Walk on. Walk on. And I hear the Lord saying, seek a refreshing. I see something like a shower. That he needs something like a shower to shower him and to wash him. Yes. So seek a refreshing from the Holy Spirit and a washing from the Lord in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm talking about. Lift your hands, everybody. Pray the Holy Spirit guides you. This moment. Now, are there some people over here who need to come to Bible school?
I don't know if there's anybody like that over there. I want them to come only in this section here. Come. If you come the first time,
the first group I asked to come, did they come?
Yes, sir.
They came?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, come again.
Ferena tinda yar rambola misha, ferena yana.
One of you here is going to be a star.
Tena ulla malaza star.
Lift your hands, come this way because of the speaker. I see a star. Yes. So, one of you is going to be a star. And God is going to use you. Daniel 12:3, they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars. Let the destiny of the Lord
come
to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Now, I know the one among these
who is
going to be the star, but I'm not going to say. You may go back to your seat. Stand up, everybody. There's a pastor here. You are discouraged. You are discouraged about church. Come, I want to just pray for you before I leave. I want to pray for you.
Rambola misy amandrosoa ty aloha ty.
Who else is there?
Rambola misy makanesa ty aloha ty asamenatra.
Are discouraged. Now, in the realm of the spirit,
the
Bible says, they shall seek to wear out the saints. They shall seek to wear out the
saints.
But you will not be worn out.
You
will not be worn out. Satan is seeking to wear you out.
Satana zany tena miezaka ny amizaka anao totala mitsy hoe fatigue general.
Lift your hands.
Asandratony tananareo.
That says the Lord. You will not be worn out.
Ienao tsoreraka satateraka zany.
Raisany. Take it.
Raisany.
And touch this lady.
Mikasika an'ity
vehivavy. Oh yes.
Yeny.
There's power here.
Misy eret.
Watch out. Palamasoke marana mana shandara baba. Oh yes.
Yeah.
I see a great deliverance. I see a dragon and Satan is losing his grips. Satan is losing his hold. Be delivered in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your pastors. Thanks for your servants. Thanks for your servants. Thanks for your servants. Don't move them just before I lay hands on them, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You may go back. You may be seated.